You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive de la Porte.
Good morning. Let's join together in our opening prayer. Divine Father, Divine Mother, in the light and the love of the Advent Christ, we come together today. In the sanctuary and manger of our heart, we unite in the oneness of celebrating a true Advent and rediscovering the Christ of Christmas. Born in us, expressing through us as a gift and re-gifting to the world. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Happy True Advent to you, and welcome to our first Advent Sunday of the month and for 2019. What is this thing, True Advent? And does that mean that there's a untrue Advent? What have we been doing all these years? It is such a blessing for me to share with you the good news, the gospel, that the story of the Advent is the story of the coming of the Christ. The coming of the Christ in the manger of your mind and your heart, the birthing of the awareness that you are the Emmanuel. You are the one that is one with God. Yes? And that Christmas is truly an everyday experience. An everyday experience of waking up to the realization that your divinity is within you and ready to be reborn that day. And in the rebirthing of your divinity each day, you are once again receiving the gift of the Christ. And it's only good to do it in this instance, but receiving the gift of the Christ and re-gifting it to others. Oh, I was expecting more. I have to say, truthfully, that I was expecting a little more than that. Wow! Really? Yes. The most valuable thing in the universe has been given to you. It's the greatest gift ever given. You cannot buy this. You might say it is priceless. It's eternal. It's infinite. It is the image and likeness, the divine potential and possibility of the divine Christ in you. Emmanuel, God with us. Our booklet this month is a must-have. It's in the bookstore. You have to have this month. We'll be working from this booklet every Sunday. All right, guys. But thank you. We'll be working from the booklet every Sunday and then every Wednesday evening with our new meditation service and group conversation, we'll be working through the content of that book, the booklet. And so we invite you to bring that booklet with you to the services and also to the Wednesday evening conversation group. And our workshop this afternoon kicks off this whole month. This whole month of keeping a true Advent. And the booklet is the guide through the spiritual experience of this month. And specifically, reinventing the 12 days of Christmas as the 12 powers of the Christ. Okay? And the booklet will also help you prepare yourself for the burning bowl service, help you write your letter of intention for 2020, and show you how to construct your letter of intention so that it includes both the releasing of the burning bowl and the receiving of the white stone service. Okay? So I encourage you, if you want to have a deep, rich spiritual experience this month, in the month of Advent, go to the bookstore, get that. It'll guide you through the process. So why do we say true Advent? We say true Advent because we believe that the truth exists where? Inside of you. We don't find truth in a book. We don't find truth in a philosophy. We find truth in an eternal knowing that's in each and every one of us. An eternal seed that is lying in the soil of our minds and hearts, waiting to be born, waiting to be birthed, waiting to achieve its advent and its coming. And in the advent and the coming of the Christ, it's nothing more than us waking up one day and then each and every day in the knowing that we are here to have the Christ experience. And that for us, in that Christ experience, every day is Christmas. Every day. Now, that doesn't mean you need to leave up the tree. Although, that's not such a bad idea, is it? Keep the tree up and the Christmas decorations and give each other gifts every single day. But the idea is that we are going to honor this gift for the month of December. The month of December is also the power of? And the color for the power of life is?
Red.
Oh, what's this, Jim?
It's not apricot, it's homeless.
For us guys, it's anything that kind of looks like this, you know, in the various shades. And what is life? What is the power of life? The power of life is the divine faculty and ability in us that empowers us to affirm what is true, to activate what is true, and to enliven what is true within us so that it might birth good in our lives. Do you get that? Do you get the connection between the within and without? That it is the truth in your heart that shows up as the good in your life. Do you get this? If you want love in your life, what is the seed that you need to cultivate in your heart? The seed of love. If it's friendship, if it's prosperity, if it's a healing of a relationship, that thing needs to find its seeding and birthing, its advent in you first before it shows up as a material manifestation in your life. And this is the essence of the practice of a true Advent. It's the realization that the divine good that's been prepared for us begins with us and comes into manifestation through us. And so we honor the gift of life, the power of life, in the month of December. We claim that scripture from the Apostle John through the words of the Christ that I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. The gift of God to each one of us is that divine potential for abundant life, abundant health, abundant wholeness, and abundant happiness. At this time of a true Advent, we focus on three aspects: the hope of a true Advent, the peace of a true Advent, the love and the joy of a true Advent. And in the next coming Sundays, we'll revisit each one of those in our Sunday messages. Christ in you is our hope of glory. Christ in you is our hope. Christ in you is our peace. Christ in you is our love. And Christ in you is our joy. How many of you believe in the virgin birth? A story that's over 2,000 years old about the birthing of Jesus to the mother Mary and the father Joseph in a manger in a town called Bethlehem. Is this a true story? We don't care. We don't care. For us in the Unity faith, we're not interested in the literal or historical aspects of the birth of Jesus. What concerns us are the timeless, eternal, spiritual principle and truth that that story is trying to share with us. That in human consciousness, into the race of humanity, an idea was born that was divine. And that idea was called the Christ. And that Christ is the image and likeness of God, the destiny of every human soul. And so we are the town of Bethlehem. We are the manger. We are Jesus, the infant idea of the Christ. We are the birthing and the advent. We are the first and the second coming of the Christ. Do you get that? Are you familiar with the teaching of the first and second coming of Jesus? Yes? You are the second coming. This is the second coming. Today, now, it's happening to you in your heart. The Spirit of God is touching you, reminding you that you are the beloved in whom God is well pleased. This is the manger, this is Bethlehem happening right now. Pulling on the strings of your heart, saying, you are my child, in you I'm well pleased, you are my beloved. In you is the Christ, the divine hope of all glory. This is Christmas today, right here, right now, and every single day. When we return to the idea that God is in us and all around us. And sometimes talking to us. For us at Unity, in our metaphysical faith and our mystical experience of the Christ, the Immaculate Conception is our metaphysical understanding and our mystical experience. The birth of Jesus as the advent and the awakening of our oneness with God. And in that awakening, we birth and rebirth and renew our Christ consciousness, that we might live every day in the attitude and intention that every day is Christmas and every day an opportunity to share our Christness with each other. A true Advent and a true Christmas. The story of Christmas is also a love story. It's a love story of the greatest gift ever given by God to humanity. The Apostle John says in 3:16, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Okay, now I was really expecting more. Let's go through that again. The gift of God, for God so loved the world that he gave, God gave. It is a time of giving. Christmas is a time of gifting. Gifting to us, gifting to humanity, the gift of the Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the image and likeness of the divine, so that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever received that gift, received it in faith and hope, would not perish, but inherit, receive eternal life. This is the gift of Christmas to us. This is the gift of the Christ and the Christ that it brings to us. And this gift is a mystery. How can it be that the divine can live in each human soul? How can it be that the divine can live in each one of us? The Apostle Paul says, to whom God has chosen to make known the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, our hope of glory. You sit here today as an expression of the divine. You sit here today as an experience of your divinity. Your life force within you, the power that propels you in the living of life, is the Christ within you. It's a mystery to each one of us, and as we open our heart to that understanding, this mystical experience becomes our true experience of the Christ. The mystery of Christ in us, the mystery of the coming and the advent of the Christ, the truth of Christmas, and the living of our Christness as a gift to each other. And so you see, the virgin birth is nothing more than an immaculate conception. And what does that mean when we look at those words spiritually? It means that the birth of the Christ within us does not happen by our own will. We don't will it. We don't conceive it. We simply receive it because it is immaculately conceived by God. God is the source of the Christ within you. It's also immaculate because we cannot control its birthing and awakening. We can live each and every day in the attitude and the intention of the Christ, but we can't schedule when and how that Christ happens in our life. And so by using the analogy of a virgin birth and an immaculate conception, what we are in fact doing is honoring God as the source of the divine Christ, as the source of this divine good. And knowing that we are in the will of God as we participate in the birthing of our Christ and the experiencing of our Christness. Charles Fillmore said about the birth of Jesus, it is a new state of consciousness, innocent and childlike, one whose face is turned toward the light, but who has not yet come into a deep metaphysical understanding or mystical experience of the Christ truth. Every day is Christmas. When we wake up tomorrow morning and we look forward into the month of December and we see Christmas coming up on the 25th and Christmas Eve on the 24th, let's remind ourselves one day at a time, going forward, that this is an opportunity for us to have this unique spiritual experience. To consider ourselves and our lives as the manger for the rebirthing of the Christ every single day. To recognize that Christ as a divine gift to each one of us, and to realize that our re-gifting of our Christness to each other is a passing on of the greatest gift ever given. Eric Butterworth wrote, Whatever may be your perception of Christmas, of the greatest story ever told, one thing is certain. It is the story of the greatest gift ever given. It is important to keep centered in the conviction that the divine Christ is within you. The health you seek is within you. The love you seek begins within you. The substance that is the root of all the prosperity you seek is within you. All that you desire is found first within you. The golden road to receiving is the golden road of giving. When we give of ourselves, we give of our Christness, we truly receive a full measure of God's gift. James Dillard Freeman. If every day were Christmas, how different life would be. Not one day, but all here would be ruled by love and charity. Had we the faith in miracles a child has on Christmas morn, each day would be love's manger and Christ would be reborn in us again to change and heal our outworn wars and ways. Had we a child's or shepherd's gift for wonderment and praise. Yet every day is Christmas when we learn to live by love's law, learn not how to get, but only how to give. And like a child can wonder, and like a child can pray, but have the grown-up wisdom to give ourselves away. Yes? This is the truth of a true Advent. This is the truth of Christmas, that we have been given this gift of great treasure and that we are being asked to re-gift it to each other in hope, in peace, in love, and in joy. In closing today, today and every day is our true Advent. Today and every day is our second coming of the Christ. Today and every day is Christmas, when the Emmanuel of God is with us, the divine Christ is in us, and is rebirthed daily in the manger of our hearts, that we might live in the hope, peace, love, and joy, and celebration of a true Advent. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.